Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura, and in his regular spot here with us on Monday is the head coach of the Browns, Rob Jedzinski. Coach, again, not the kind of outcome we're looking for, you're looking for, and dealing with that sixth loss in a row. Nothing gets easier here, but how much more difficult does it make it when you lose a game like that too, and in the fashion that it was lost? Once again, the script pretty similar. You got an early lead, weren't able to hang on to it.
Yeah, no, we're not happy with our performances, coaches and players, and certainly it's been something that that we've been working on trying to fix and have not been able to. Our execution, bottom line, just wasn't good enough, and the things that we had set out to achieve to win the game, we weren't able to do.
Coach, you talk about another loss here, but again, it comes down to a few plays, and I'm sure you go back and replay in your mind. Greg Little drops the touchdown early, the offsides on Gary Barnidge that negates a touchdown. Those small things with a team at this that's kind of in this state that it is, what can you do, or what it's the message you can deliver to try to say, listen, we're truly, even though the win-loss record doesn't show, we're that close. There are just a couple plays here or there in these games that have been the difference.
Yeah, well, that's the message, that every play counts, and you never know which play it is that ends up making the difference in a game, and you have to approach them all the same. In the game yesterday, as well as all of our games, there's a time to win, and there's key points in games where execution and making plays are critical, and that's what we need to get done and develop that mindset to get that done.
Do you, when you're searching for answers, how do you look at it? Is it okay, maybe we just have guys who are in the wrong mindset? As Nathan said, it's those singular plays that can be pointed to now in a lot of games, not just this one, where it's come down to that. Does it make you kind of wonder where some of the mindset is, either among the players, and then from your standpoint? I mean, you've asked yourself this question and this coaching staff these questions, what can we do to fix this? And obviously each week something like this comes up. So on the examining and evaluation of this, where are you in terms of trying to find this answer, or do you just throw your arms up?
Well, no, you never throw your arms up. We're always going to work and do and analyze and figure out a way to get it done. The biggest thing is that it's not always just one thing. If it is one thing, that's easy to correct. But you go through the course of a season, you go through the last few games, there's going to be different things that come up, and you work to fix one of them, and you make progress in that way, and sometimes other things come up, and that's the constant process that you go through in working to get better and working, for sometimes young players, guys that haven't played a lot, learning how to play in a new system, learning to play in those points in games. So, we'll continue to work. We're gonna continue to hammer away. This is a trial right now we're going through, but we're gonna come out on the other side and we'll be stronger and better for it.
Coach, talk a little bit about the end of the first half, because I think that was where a lot of the momentum changed. Obviously, they're an NFL team. They're going to have some drives where they score points, which they did. You guys get the ball back with about a minute and 18 left, 8 yards on first down with Obanaya, then a couple of pass attempts. Was there any thought to just saying, let's try to get out of here, or just to continue to be aggressive?
Yeah, I mean, there's always that potential. We had an opportunity in one of those pass plays. Jason just overthrew Marquise Gray for a big game,
yep,
that puts us in field goal range at least, and maybe he goes for a touchdown. There was no deep safety on that particular play, and that's the difference. Those things are the difference in us getting a field goal, us getting a touchdown at the end of the half, and obviously they got the ball back. They hit a big run on us that got knocked out of our gap on, and then we miss a tackle for a big run that puts them in position to be able to go score. So the last 5 minutes of the half, the last 5 minutes of the game, those are times where the game is there for the taking and we have to go get it. And it's about execution and getting it done in those particular instances and those times, critical times in the game. And that realization and executing and getting it done is what's key.
Rob Jedzinski, head coach of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You touched on some of these things individually, but collectively, the thing that really jumps out, among others, is four times inside the Jets' 20 and only a field goal to show for that. In a bigger picture sense, Coach, how do you sort of view that and the way to address red zone scoring, not only with one game left, but just going forward with your whole program, the priority that that really is and how important that is to your chances to have success in this league?
Well, no, it's huge. I mean, that situation, you have to have score touchdowns, and we've been, at different times of the season, we've been good in the red zone. And obviously yesterday we weren't good enough, and we had opportunities. There were things that were there. We weren't able to make the connection, whether it was drop, throw. We just missed, you know, some close calls on a couple things. And, you know, but that's the name of the game, and we have to get it done in that situation. And if we do, obviously the outcome of the game is going to be affected by that, and you know, we'll be much happier after the game's over if we are able to execute there.
One of the bright spots, at least, I thought, Edwin Baker in his most extensive action of the season, 17 carries, 64 tough yards against this Jets defense. He scored, could have had another touchdown there. Talk a little about Edwin Baker and what you've seen from him over the last 2 weeks.
He's really done a nice job. I mean, he's come in and, you know, given us a lift, gave our running game a lift in the things he's done. He's shown really good vision. He's been very decisive as a runner. Getting downhill, getting north and south, and getting good positive yards. And that's a tough defense.
Yeah.
The Jets are a tough defense to run the ball on. And I thought that from that standpoint, we accomplished in the running game what we wanted to, you know, set out in terms of our game plan.
Coach, the other thing is the length of those drives that the Jets had. And look, Geno Smith, I'll give him credit, but really for one of the few times in his rookie season this year, he's been able to do some things in a game, and he did it in this game, the two touchdown passes, the 17-yard touchdown run that he had. But engineering drives of 80, 81, and 80 for those touchdowns. To look at your defense now and allowing those bigger drives, those longer drives, obviously you've got to have some great concern there. What are you seeing, though, from a breakdown standpoint that's just allowing stuff like that to happen?
Well, in this last game, one of the keys going into the game was to stop the run, and we weren't able to do that, and that happens for a number of reasons. And again, it's not just one individual, it's not just one thing. We got knocked out of our gaps, we misfit some things, we let them get outside and break contain on us. At times we have guys trying to do too much, and doing their job, and each guy individually doing his own job is the key to stopping the run. And then, you know, the other thing is we have to do a better job of getting pressure on the quarterback. And whether that's just winning a one-on-one matchup, which we had a number of those that we weren't able to do, and I give the Jets credit. They were able to win those matchups, in the one-on-ones on their protections. But, you know, we have to do a better job of getting pressure on the quarterback and affecting him.
And I think a lot of that ties into being able to get off the field on third downs, and that's been a problem for this defense for a majority of the season. Got to kind of correct it in the middle part of the year, 12 of 18 yesterday with Geno Smith. And as a coach, you have to think when you're putting Geno Smith in third and longs, that's a big position of advantage for you guys. And yesterday, that didn't turn out to be the case. The pressure, no sacks on a team that had given up the second most coming into the game. What was it, just a matter of not winning the one-on-ones, or did they do something schematically that slowed our rush?
No, we brought pressure. We brought blitzes. We had some four-man rush. We had opportunities, like I said, with some, you know, with our guys and the one-on-ones. They did a better job in protecting. And if you're not able to get pressure on any quarterback, sooner or later coverage is going to break down. And and that's what happened. And they were able to make some plays on us in the passing game in those critical third-down situations that extended drives. And especially even in the first half, as we were talking about, you know, when we had them backed up, we were up 10-0, and we had them in some third down situations that we stop them there. We get the ball back right before the half, and if we can get a score, you know, it's a huge point in the game, and we just weren't able to get it done.
Coach, on the health front, unfortunately, a long list to address here. Just coming out of this game alone, two players added to the concussion list: Phil Taylor, with one, and Jason Pinkston reporting concussion symptoms this morning. So those two guys, Joe Haden aggravated hip pointer. And then, unfortunately, too, a coach ending up on this list, Louis Chofi, on that play where Barkevious Mingo knocks Geno Smith out of bounds while Geno was running and unfortunately ran into Louis' leg. And then he is going to undergo surgery, I guess, this week, you said earlier in your news conference, to fix a bone issue in that leg. So I guess the thing that's going to jump out here, and then with Jordan Cameron suffering that concussion last week and then the other concussion issues that we've seen with both with two of the quarterbacks, Jason Campbell, Brandon Weeden. It just seems like a lot, Coach, in one season. In your mind, can you look at it any other way than just an anomaly, or how do you see it? Is there any alarm on your part that you got this many guys suffering concussions?
Well, I think that those are the things. Injuries and those type of things vary from year to year, and it's part of the game and part of the things you have to deal with. I think the NFL has done a great job in terms of player safety, and obviously that's a big emphasis. And we just have to make the adjustment, and the next guy has to step up and be ready to play. And obviously, if these guys are ready to go, they'll go as well.
Coach, one thing that you do have to look forward to here in Week 17 is the potential to end the Steelers' season. The way that everything's broken in the AFC, they have a chance to get into the playoff picture. Is that a good motivating factor for the team for this week to be able to go in and take the Steelers out of the season?
Well, that's always nice, that possibility. At the end of the day, we're looking for a win. And whenever, whoever, wherever that is, we want to win.
All right. Judd, I want to take this opportunity certainly to wish you and your family all the best for Christmas.
Expanded.
I know this is a work, right. It's a work week, but and your expanded family, absolutely. And all the best there. I know it's a tough day to kind of be thinking of those thoughts, but it does come back to that ultimately with family.
Likewise, thanks. Happy holidays to you guys as well.
Happy holidays, Coach.
Rob Chudzinski, the head coach of the Browns, making his regular stop with us here on a Monday. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have got much more coming up. Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura on ESPN 850 WKNR.